Mr. Munz, the voice of the Jets, joins us. Munzy, what is your greatest or favorite one-hit wonder song of all time?
Oh, wow. You know what? I would say it wouldn't have been my favorite, but it was probably one of those catchy ones, was that Mbop song.
Mbop. Oh, who the hell sings that?
I don't know.
Majo must know. Who is it, Majo? Hanson? Yeah, Hanson.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Oh, mercy.
Like I said, I don't know if it would ever have been my favorite song, but
Munzy.
So, like, if you're songs that kind of pop in your mind.
Yeah, okay. So bad song. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. One hit. You know what? The one hit wonder is probably the theme from Friends.
Oh, not bad. Okay, that's a good one. Now people can relate to that one. Yes, I would agree. They definitely aren't one hit wonders, but when I look at the Jets, Kane and Shifley paired together, when you think that Wheeler might play with Little and Ladd, a lot of the success this year might be on those two young guys in Shifley and Kane, who I think have a larger ceiling long term than those other three veterans in Winnipeg. Do you kind of see the Jets' season maybe hinging on those two young guys and the need to take a step forward this year?
Yeah, I think there's no question that a lot of this team needs to take another step forward if they're to compete for a playoff spot in arguably the toughest division in the NHL in the Central, which they'll play the majority of their games in. And then you expand it to the entire Western Conference, and what an intriguing challenge this is, I think, for both these hockey clubs, both the Jets and the Oilers. And the one thing that Paul Maurice has been talking about here during training camp, and we've seen it so far through the first game on Monday against Minnesota and then against Edmonton here tonight, is they want to try and get two, possibly three lines going that they can just rotate through nine forwards. So the way it looks like they're going to go into the season, it would be Andrew Ladd, Brian Little, and then one of either Dustin Byfuglien or Michael Frolik playing the right side, and then making their preseason debut tonight, Blake Wheeler on a line with Mark Scheifele and Evander Kane. And then you throw in the other two forwards, Matthew Perreault, who they signed from Anaheim in the offseason to be their third-line center, and then a question mark. Nick Ehlers has an opportunity, their most recent first-round draft pick, to get a left-side spot on that third line. And then if it's not Byfuglien up front, if it's Michael Frolik, then they switch back and forth between those two other guys.
Brian, when I look at the Jets, and Gregor and I have batted this around, I won't try and put too fine a point on it, but Andre Pavlik, the numbers suggest he hasn't been good enough and they're not improving. Is the organization married to this guy philosophically, or I see that as a glaring weak spot. What about you?
Well, I think, yeah, you know what, Robin, I don't think you're that far off. But having an opportunity to watch him each and every night, he is much like those players that I mentioned up front that it just needs to play better. If he can play a little bit better, I think he is good enough to give this club an opportunity. Is he one of the top 10 goalies in the NHL? No. But there's no question, I think, when you look at it. And he's come back this year in the best shape that he's been in his NHL career, talking to people that know him from early on in his Atlanta days to when he won a Calder Cup with the Chicago Wolves to the last few years we've seen here in Winnipeg. He really committed himself during the offseason to make sure that he was ready for training camp. So at the end of last year, Kevin Cheveldayoff said right away that Andre Pavlik is the starting goalie, but there's no question that he, like everybody, needs to be better if they want to have an opportunity to compete.
Do you think he can be better? Like, it's been 3 years of
him.
Yeah,
I do.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You know what? Just the work ethic and the maturation process that we've seen over the last few years. Year one and year two, I probably wouldn't have had the same answer that I have today. But to see him continue to grow last year, and then, you know, I talked to Wade Flaherty, their goalie coach, on a pretty regular basis, because when he played with the Moose and I was calling games here in the American Hockey League, we struck up a friendship there, and that's kind of continued on to the NHL days right now. But I'll tell you that the organization is really high on what he's been able to do so far. So let's see how it plays out through the first couple of months, and maybe we'll revisit that that question a little bit later on. But as we sit here right now, I honestly do have a lot of confidence in what Andre Pavlik can do.
Brian, you mentioned, the Jets, like the Oilers, still have some question mark. Marks. This Ehlers is an interesting player. What's your take on him? You've had eyes on him far more than I have.
He's got world-class skill, Robin. He's got a world-class shot. He can make things happen in the offensive zone unbelievably. The question is if he can play big enough against players on a regular basis when he's 5'11" and 163 pounds. We saw it against Minnesota here on Monday night. There were a few times that, I don't want to say quite easily, but it wasn't a big challenge to knock him off the puck. And I think he realized that he doesn't have that extra second or two like he may have had last year playing with Halifax in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League to dance and make a play. He's got to get rid of it a little bit quicker. So that's one of the things that I think a lot of people here in the city and that follow the Jets are quite intrigued about during the preseason and probably early on in the NHL regular season, if physically he can play full-time in the Western Conference.
Brian Munns, voice of the Jets on TSN in Winnipeg, joins us. Of course, that puck drop goes in just around 2 hours tonight. Some of the other players, when I look down this lineup of the Winnipeg Jets tonight, Brian, obviously on the back end, we know that Trouba's a lock to make this team, and I would say Klitsam the same thing. Josh Morrissey, a former teammate of a Draisaitl. Is this a kid who will get one more year of junior and play for the World Junior team?
That's the question right now that no one seems to know the answer to. Josh is hoping not. He wants to obviously be a full-time NHLer this year, and I think he has a legitimate opportunity to play with the Jets this year. He's kind of like Nick Ehlers in what we just talked about a few minutes ago. The question with him right now is, can he battle against the Ryan Getzlaffs and the Jonathan Taves and the Joe Thorntons and all the big players that they'll see on a pretty regular basis here? Can he battle with those guys on a nightly basis and be effective? We know he can make the first pass. We know he sees the game really, really strongly. And he's a good offensive threat on the power play. They used him on Monday night here against Minnesota on the second power play unit. And when he was skating 5-on-4, he made some really good plays. So I think I really think he has an opportunity to make this hockey club. The intrigue is if he goes back to junior, what he does with the Prince Albert Raiders, what that schedule would be like. Because if you look into the crystal ball and just saying he goes back, say he plays the first 9 or 10 games here with Winnipeg, then he goes back to PA, gets himself somewhat accustomed again. Then he goes to the World Junior Hockey Championships. Then he goes back after Christmas. Would he be better bouncing around through the different leagues and levels and tournaments that he would have coming up this year, or would he be better to learn here on a daily basis with the best players in the world? I think right now that is what the Jets are trying to figure out for Josh Morrissey.
Well, that's probably a question that's being asked a little bit about Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Munzee, with the Jets, is there anybody in that lineup that you think, and it's early, can make a real jump over what we've seen from them so far? I mean, Trouba's been impressive, so I don't know if he can get that much better than he already is, but do you see a breakout for anybody in that lineup?
To say a big breakout for one guy, based on last year, if you just want to look at last year going into this year, I would say the sky's the limit for Evander Kane this season. You know, he scored 19 goals in 63 games. He had 41 points, but wasn't healthy all the way through. Mm-hmm. And he's coming to camp this year in really good shape. He seems really focused. Coach Maurice has been really impressed with the dedication that he's shown to his teammates both on and off the ice since training camp began here about 10 days ago. So if there's a guy that that I look at could really break onto the scene and turn a lot more headlines maybe on the ice compared to what he's done off ice over the last couple of years, I think if Evander Kane can do what we believe he can do and looking into the future, that this could be a really big year for number 9.
Kane, to me, is a very intriguing player. He's got all of the ability. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Is it just maturing for him, Brian? Do they need to use him different? What do you see as the reasons why Kane, you know, hasn't matched even the level that he was at 2 years ago?
I think for him, it's all on himself. You know, for whatever reason it was, he and Claude Noel didn't seem to hit it off, and we obviously saw the coaching change last year, and for whatever reason it is, he and Paul Maurice have seemed to jump on the right page since Paul joined last year, and things have gone really well between coach and player. But the one thing that you look at for Evander Kane, this is already year six in the National Hockey League for him, and he's only 23 years old. So there's so much room where that raw talent has an opportunity to blossom. But there's no question, and you touched on it, Jason, he's got the God-given ability, he's got the speed, he's got the strength, he's got the size. He just needs to kind of get it going between the ears. And so far, the way this season has opened up for him right now, I think he's on that track, and we'll see if it can continue full-time for 82 games during the regular season.
Munzee, good talking to you. We'll be sure the next time we have you on, we'll have a little Hansel ready for you, a little mbop, all right?
I'd appreciate if you didn't.
Okay, take her easy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, boys. We'll see you on Monday.